Again, I'd just like to thank you so much for coming, and I just really, I'm anxiously curious to know what made you decide to come to Norway?
I would say three reasons. One, you picked good timing because I was going to be in England later this weekend. But more importantly, two other reasons. One, I've always wanted to come to Norway. I have Norwegian ancestry. That's 25% of me originating in Trondheim. And thirdly, because the invitation was to meet with a group of kindred spirits interested in psychology and faith, nearly all of whom are students of psychology, and that was an audience I couldn't refuse. So I'm honored that you asked me, and I'm delighted to be here in Norway for the first time in my life.
And in the Norwegian academic field, you're known for your books on social and introductory psychology, and for your book, which we have over here, with Psychology Through the Eyes of Faith. What else would you like people to know about you?
Well, maybe it would be helpful for you to know, as we have a conversation this evening, that I'm a person with hearing loss, and a lot of my free time is spent advocating for people with hearing loss in the United States. And so that may become evident at some point. And I'd also like to present you with a gift copy of this book, as I promised you I would. My co-author, Malcolm Jeeves, and dear friend at the University of St. Andrews, one of Britain's leading psychologists and somebody who's written many books and chapters and articles on psychology and faith, has a brand new book just out. He's in his mid-80s. I think this is his final word on the subject. And it's a conversation with a fictional student about difficult issues related to psychology and faith. And it's out 1 month, and I brought a little flyer to hand out to the group. You can pass that around, just if you're interested, from InterVarsity Press.
And also, you've written a lot about general psychology, social psychology, but also you're known for the combination of psychology and faith, and that's also what we do here. And why this interest? What caught your attention?
Well, I'd say, first of all, I am a person of faith who begins each day with Bible reading and prayer. Faith is the center of my life personally. I'm also completely committed to mainstream psychological science. I read it, I love it, I report on it. And so I'm interested in how those two parts of me come together, and that's what we'll be talking about tonight.
All right, and also now we got to know a little bit about you, and then we're also wondering, we all tend to ask that when people from other countries come, what did you know or do you know about Norway?
Okay, I know a little bit. My image of Norway is as a beautiful country with beautiful fjords. And I've always wanted to take, because my friend Malcolm Jeeves and his wife have told us we must do it, the cruise ferry trip up the west coast of Norway, visiting in the various fjords. I know a little bit about where the cities are, because I studied some of that in anticipation of coming here. I do not know the language. And I have a little bit of data on Norway that I've learned about Norway, and I will show you as part of the presentation in the latter part of this evening.
Yeah. All right, so we're not going to hold you any longer. The stage is yours.
Okay.
Thank you very much.